And welcome back to Sundance in the Morning. Rick Bruff here with Stacey Domalski. And we have the director of the movie Hellion, which, Kat Candler, you've had, a couple of screenings up to now, one in Park City and one in Salt Lake.
Yeah, we had our Salt Lake yesterday, which was fantastic. I was telling the audience, I think all the directors who come to Sundance so love the Salt Lake screenings. It's just a sweet, general, great audience. And then our premiere was on Friday. The days are starting to blend, even though we've only been here for 3 days. And that was just like pure magic. It was such a great day.
Are you the type of director, can you stand to sit in the audience when the film is being shown, or do you have to wait outside?
It's funny. I ran into John Cooper at the director's brunch yesterday, and he was telling me I looked very pale right before I went down to go intro. But it was like the butterflies were like crazy inside my belly, and I was just trying to stand up straight and be able to speak, which I was able to speak. It was great. But yeah, I survived, and it was awesome and wonderful.
Oh, tell us a little bit about Hellion. Just give us the little thumbnail sketch
sure.
so people can...
Yeah, it's about a widowed refinery worker in Southeast Texas who is just grieving by being very absent with his two boys, and his oldest boy, who's 13, is acting in very destructive and delinquent ways. And because of their behavior, the youngest boy gets taken away and placed with his aunt. And so it's about these two men who have to take responsibility for their lives and their actions to bring the youngest brother home.
And
it's a very uplifting film.
It's not one of the Sundance pictures that in the program notes they have to say, despite its grim subject matter, this is ultimately...
It's very entertaining.
There's lots of laughs in this one.
Well, the father is Aaron Paul.
Yeah.
So this is a young father. This is I mean, this is a kid that has to be a dad.
We reached out to him last April through agencies, and then a mutual friend, James Ponsel, who directed him in Smashed, which is what I saw him in, and just fell in love with Aaron. And he responded to the script in such a sweet, beautiful way and signed on to the project. And when I went out to go meet him while he was making Need for Speed, and actually one of the first questions I asked James was like, is he a nice person? Is he a good human being? And James responded with like a resounding, he is like amazing and such a good person. And sure enough, when I met him, he was just everything that everybody had said. And I was just excited to see him do something we haven't as an audience seen him do before.
Not at all. This is a stretch.
He's so beautiful and so soulful on the screen and connected in such a great way with the kids in the film. And I couldn't have asked for a better performance and better talent to work with.
And Juliet Lewis is...
Yeah, Juliet.
Tell us about her.
I love her. I love her. You know, I've been a huge fan for many, many years, and she's such a joy to work with, and she's such a cool lady. I want to hang out with her and go dancing with her all the time. She's pretty great.
Tell us about Josh Wiggins. If you do the IMDb thing, he has one credit. This is one credit. Where the heck did...
Where'd you find him?
Josh, I had a short hair called Hellion in 2012, which is kind of how this all snowballed and came to be. And the oldest boy, a friend of ours, Summer Shelton, who is one of the producers on Little Accidents, they were looking for the same age range as boys as we are, or we were at the same time. And so we were kind of swapping casting ideas, and she wanted to see the oldest boy from our short, Tommy, who has since retired from acting. He's now skateboarding and being an entrepreneur at the tender age of like 15. She started researching him online and found these YouTube videos that he made with his best friend, Josh Wiggins. And she reached out to us and was like, you got to check out this other kid in these YouTube videos, and sent me Bad Detective, which they made when they were probably like 10. And he just he's such a special presence on screen. And when he walked into the room for the audition, it was like, you know, the heavens opened up and the sun shone down on him and he opened his mouth and I'm like, oh my God, this kid's magic.
Kid.
Yeah, he's so special. And we expected him to get some love, but there's this outpouring of love for this kid, and people who have seen him are just really responding to him, and I expect great things.
How is he doing? Because he's having the premiere of this film, and again, you go on the Google, and it's saying things like the next Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, that's heavy.
I know, right? He is the sweetest, coolest kid in the world, and he has got such a great head on his shoulders and such an amazing family behind him, and he is taking it in stride. I mean, he's just... I mean, more so than some adults that I've seen. He's just a really good-hearted, nice kid. And I couldn't be more proud and more excited. And
180 from the character he plays, huh?
He's not a hellion by any means. He's quite the opposite. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, you know, for people that can't see, you know, Kat is sort of dressed in Part City informal this morning.
Yes.
And I don't know if you've been... You haven't been profiled by any cops yet, have you? Or
what do you mean?
You look like kind of a hellion.
I actually appreciate that. I've got my little wristbands on.
Yes, I was noticing. I love that.
And my
one.
Heidi braids are in.
It's a good dichotomy going on.
It's the innocence slash metal, I guess. I don't know. Punk rock, I don't know. But I appreciate that. I'm not...
We're taking the look. That's what he's trying to say.
Thank you. Yes. I appreciate it.
Yes. The setting for this, maybe you mentioned it, but what area of the country?
It's Southeast Texas. So like Port Arthur, where Janis Joplin is from, small towns, Port Neches, Groves, Nederland. My producer, Kelly Williams, is from that area. So it was like such a community support of this film. Like his folks pretty much like were kind of producers on the film. They made all of the food brought cookies to set.
People slept on their living room floor.
Like five people slept on their living room floor. It was a great community support. And it's a place where there's, if you've seen Urban Cowboy, refineries everywhere. And I just hadn't, outside of Urban Cowboy, I hadn't seen that setting on screen. And it's a good presence in our film and quite a character as well.
And I noticed there's dirt bike aspect to it.
Right?
Yeah. So did Josh get to ride dirt bikes and jump?
No. Well, no, not at all. Josh, we put him on a bike for one rehearsal on a bike so he could get the feel of it. And he lost control of the bike and was heading towards a tree. We rescued him. He's fine. But after that, I'm like, no, never again. We had a stunt guy who did all of his...
Who did the dirt bike jumps and stuff like that.
But we definitely, when we were casting, I went to a bunch of motocross races, and we found one of our other boys, one of our other little hellions from a motocross race. And bless his heart, like, he is usually on a bike every single day, and he wasn't allowed to ride while we were shooting. So for about a month and a half, he was not allowed to get on his bike, and every day it's like, Cat. Can I get on my bike? I'm like, no, Cameron.
Because we can't afford you to break your wrist.
Exactly. I don't need you to be in a sling tomorrow. But the motocross is pretty.
So all the motocross stuff was done by stunt doubles.
By stunt. Yeah, it was pretty spectacular. And when we finally got sound design on all of that, it was it just came to life.
Oh, I'm sure.
It was awesome.
I'm sure those scenes are great.
Yeah. Some of my favorite.
Before making this film, to wrap up, what was your background leading up to this?
I've been here the last 2 years with shorts, and it's really cool because I think there are like four or five filmmakers here with features who had shorts last year and the year before, and it's been such an organic process for us going from 2012 short and getting the support of the Sundance Institute and the San Francisco Film Society. It's been a really fun, beautiful adventure that we've been on. And I'm a teacher at the University of Texas as well.
Oh, what do you teach?
I teach film production, like juniors and seniors, undergrad. So I have to go back to school in like a week and a half when I get out of here.
So did you take the time off to do this?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I took a semester off, but my friend who was teaching the class every day, I was like, what are you guys learning today? What's going on? How are the kids? What movies are they making? So I'm anxious to get back.
All right.
Great.
And just to review
your chances
to see the film. And let's see. Tomorrow, Monday at the Yarrow in the morning. And Tuesday at the Eccles Theater, you're putting that film in front of those 1,300 people in the Eccles. And finally, Friday at the Library Center Hotel. And it sounds like you're hitting the ground running. So
it's been crazy, but it's been a lot of fun.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for this.
Oh, thanks for coming in.
Kat Candler with Hellion.
Thanks. Thanks, guys.
Are you ready for the games? No, not those games. The Groovy Pledge Drive of Love games.
Oh, that sounds intriguing. Tell me more.
Well, people are rushing to sign up. February 10th through February 14th. We'll have the Challenging Challenge Grant Challenge.
Primo Premium Pledge Play.
And online auction bidding bonanza.
You can play all week.
Only in Park City, only on KPCW. Stay tuned.